Good evening. It's December 15th, 2010. The time is 6:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on a Wednesday evening in upstate New York. And yes, it is cold out. Not as cold as the last 2 days, which would probably be in the category of icebox cold, or almost feel like you're in the Arctic. Thus the picture I attached to this audio boo, because that's what it felt like the last 2 days. But it is sort of cold today still, and it will be. I think the cold weather's here. And I had to put on an extra coat to take Max out here prior to doing this audio boo, just to stay somewhat warm. But I don't know if my age is starting to creep up on me, that I'm one that I like the cold weather. I don't mind it, but for some reason the last 2 days it has an effect on me. It's like I've been looking for warm spots quite frequently. But I was out here with Max, and we did a little bit of a walk around the back garage and side lot there, and which is good, because given his circumstances with his rear back legs recovering from an injury that he's had a few months back, he is making good progress. And I've just noticed this morning when we went out, and as well as the last couple mornings there, his walking ability has gotten a little bit better, where he wants to get a little bit further away from the immediate backyard there to check things out, which is good if you're a dog owner. You'll know what I mean. It's moving forward towards being able to take those longer walks, which dogs should have. And I think in Max's case, he'll be somewhat fully healed there to a certain degree, to where the snow will come falling down. But with the colder weather, you know, with winter approaching us, we have some dangers that concerning with the fire in the home that we need to be aware of. I did do an audio boo on space heaters and how you should have a 3 foot space minimum to your space heaters. But along with that, as with the cold weather being here, you need, and the desire to keep warm during the winter months. It's during the winter months that accidental house fires are on the increase. So we need to use some precaution, and that's basically using the common sense that we all have, and that to keep flammables and combustible objects away from heat generating sources such as space heaters, but as well as the stoves that we have in our kitchen, as far as pertaining to cooking, making sure that we don't have any unintended cooking, any type of cooking using a heat source. You should be there to ensure fire safety. But given the season that we're in right now, the holiday season, and with Christmas, people are putting up Christmas trees, be them artificial or natural trees, and it's always good to make sure that you have a good set of lights, and make sure that if it is a natural tree, that you have plenty of water, because a dried out tree, all you need is one small electrical short and the tree will catch on fire and start very fast and get very hot quickly, to where you will have a fire in the house. And with that, you need to make sure your smoke detectors are operational and have fresh batteries. And you should also make sure that you have a working fire extinguisher. Check it periodically. And also make sure you have a well-rehearsed safety escape plan. Those things are very important, as well as making sure if you have that natural tree that there is water. So you all have a nice evening. This is Fireman Rich. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now.